This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, celebrating 2 years on Wednesday nights. The first show aired April 1st, 2020, but I didn't treat it like an inaugural show. I volunteered to record 6 shows that I thought would be evergreen filler. After I recorded the third, Instrumental Invasion was granted a regular Wednesday night slot, and here we are on the second anniversary. Tonight's first hour contains songs released between 1963 and 1980. We start in 1972 with Give It One by Maynard Ferguson. It's the second anniversary of Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was McCoy Tyner with Once I Loved from Trident in 1975. Once I Loved is the English title of a bossa nova tune by Brazilians Antonio Carlos Tom Jobi and Vinicius Gimorais. They called it O Amor em Paz, which is Portuguese for love in peace. Ray Gilbert anglicized it as Once I Loved. The McCoy Tyner version had McCoy on piano plus Celeste at the beginning and end, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Before Once I Loved, it was Maynard Ferguson with Give It One from MF Horn 2 in 1972, the second of 3 MF Horn studio albums. The next 3 were live. Give It One was written by Maynard with fellow trumpeter Alan Downey, who also arranged the song and played with the trumpets in the band. And Give It One was used as the theme song for the 1974 pilots of Wheel of Fortune, hosted by Ed Burns. Maynard, a native of Canada, was living in the UK at the time, and his big band was made up of British subjects, including Alan. Give It One had 2 solos, first by Jeff Daly on alto sax, and then by Maynard on trumpet. The rhythm section was made up of Pete Jackson on piano, which sounded like harpsichord at times, Dave Linane on electric bass, the unrelated Randy Jones on drums, and percussion by Ray Cooper and Harold Fisher. 1977 is our next stop for George Benson and Valdez in the Country. George Benson on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the Donny Hathaway composition Valdez in the Country from In Flight in 1977. The Soulful Strings were first to record Valdez in the Country in 69. Donny wouldn't record his version until 73. Here, George played guitar, Ronnie Foster on Rhodes piano, Jorge Dalto on clavinet, Phil Upchurch on bass, Harvey Mason on drums, percussion by Ralph McDonald, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by Klaus Ogerman. Quincy Jones, no relation to Randy or Elvin, will arrange and conduct and produce the song that leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's second anniversary show.
Every good conversation starts with good listening.
And on the WCWP radio app.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Quincy Jones with Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca. That That was too good a song to end on a fade out. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion is celebrating 2 years on Wednesday nights, and we just heard Quincy Jones with his arrangement of Manteca from You've Got It Bad, Girl in 1973. Manteca was an Afro-Cuban jazz number by Dizzy Gillespie, Chano Pozo, and Gil Fuller. Manteca is Spanish for lard, though it was Afro-Cuban slang for heroin. Well, better to be addicted to the song than actual heroin, and Q's arrangement was addicting. The orchestra he conducted included solos by, in order, Dennis Budimir on guitar, Jerome Richardson on soprano sax, Bob James on Rhodes piano, Cat Anderson on trumpet a la Diz, and Phil Woods on alto sax. I feel like Jerome inspired Grover Washington Jr. and Phil inspired David Sanborn. There was also Grady Tate on drums and percussion by Bobby Hall, going by Bobby Porter, and that's Bobby with a Y and an E. On the trumpet front, we've had Maynard Ferguson and Cat Anderson, and now Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Winds of Barcelona, taking us from Cuba to Spain. Wes Montgomery on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the Sherman Brothers, Chim Chim Cheree, from Going Out of My Head in 1966, 2 years after it was sung in Mary Poppins. Going Out of My Head was another album with a cover of Jobe's Once I Loved / Love in Peace. Wes played guitar, as usual, on Chim Chim Cheree. Herbie Hancock, or was it Roger Kellaway, was on piano, George Duvivier on acoustic bass, Grady Tate again on drums, and the orchestra was arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson. Among the orchestra was Romeo Penke on oboe and Phil Woods again on clarinet. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with the Sal Lake composition Winds of Barcelona from Volume 2 in 1963. A year later, the year of Mary Poppins, Winds of Barcelona was reorchestrated as El Presidente on the Brass's South of the Border album. Herb, of course, played trumpet on Winds of Barcelona, and next on the second anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimary, not Chim Chim Chimary, Chuck Mangione plays flugelhorn.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show. 4F, free format for free.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimary here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's a song that closed out the first show 2 years ago. Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimary on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob will take us into hour two of this second anniversary show, but that was Chuck Mangione with Feels So Good, the title track to his 1977 release. Chuck wrote said title track and played flugelhorn and Rhodes piano. Grant Geisman played acoustic and electric guitars. Chris Fadala was on the saxophones, soloing on tenor. Charles Meeks on bass. And James, not Jackie, Bradley Jr., JBJ, on drums. That brings us to Bob James, who we heard on Rhodes on Quincy Jones's arrangement of Manteca. This time, Bob plays Rhodes, Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer, and acoustic piano on Snowbird Fantasy, about the actual bird, not people who flock to warmer climates in the winter. One more time, taking us into hour two, Snowbird Fantasy by Bob James.
And click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, celebrating 2 years on Wednesday nights. Hour one had songs released between 1963 and 1980, ending with the 1980 song, Snowbird Fantasy by Bob James from H. H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, hence the title of Bob's eighth solo album. He wrote and arranged and conducted the band in addition to playing piano, Rhodes piano, and Oberheim polyphonic synthesizer. Bruce Dunlap was on acoustic guitar, Gary King on electric bass, Buddy Williams on drums, and percussion by Airto Moreira. Among the brass on Snowbird Fantasy were Randy Brecker, John Faddis, Danny Kahn, and Mike Lawrence on trumpets, and Barry Rogers, Paul Folese, and Jim Pugh on trombones. The music of Hour 2 was released between 1985 and 95, and the hour begins in 88 with AC, Alternating Currents, by the Crusaders.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. It's the second anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion, and that was Chiele Minucci with Courageous Cats from Jules in 1995, Chiele's solo debut. He played guitar on Courageous Cats, which he wrote with Steve Skinner, who played keyboards and drum programming. Jerry Brooks, Chiele's special effects bandmate, was on bass, and three saxophonists made up the Borneo Horns. Stan Harrison on alto, Lenny Pickett on tenor, and Steve Elson on baritone. Before that, the Crusaders with AC, Alternating Currents from Life in the Modern World in 1988. AC was written by J.S., Joe Sample, with John J.R. Robinson. Joe was on keyboards, J.R. with drum programming. Larry Williams, no relation to Buddy, played additional keyboards. Wilton Felder was on tenor sax. Michael Landau on guitar, electric like Chiele. Eddie Davis on trumpet. Niels Landgren on trombone. And percussion by Lenny Castro. This next song also includes Michael Landau and J.R. Robinson. Iwasu Falls by Jeff Lorber.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was Jeff Lorber with Iwasu Falls from West Side Stories in 1994. Iwasu Falls are waterfalls on the Iwasu River, which borders Argentina and Brazil. The spelling of Iwasu varies depending on which country you're in, but Jeff used neither spelling, SS instead of a C, or say Zigilia, a C with a hook under it. He wrote Iwasu Falls with Alec Milstein, heard on synth bass and percussion. Jeff was on piano, keyboards, and real bass. Gary Meek played soprano sax, Michael Landau on acoustic and electric guitars this time, John J.R. Robinson on real drums, unlike the programming on AC by the Crusaders, and percussion by Paulinho da Costa, a native of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, due east of Iwasu Falls. Airto Moreira, heard on Snowbird Fantasy by Bob James, is from Itaiopolis, south of Rio. Joe Sample returns solo to lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's 2 year anniversary.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Joe Sample is back, as is Michael Landau on electric guitars, no acoustic this time, with The Last Child.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. The second anniversary of Instrumental Invasion continues. You just heard Kenny G with Sade, the song, not the singer, but he probably wrote it about her, from Duotones in 1986. As far as I can tell, Kenny played everything, alto sax, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Before Kenny G, it was Joey S., Joe Sample, with his composition, The Last Child, from Ashes to Ashes in 1990. Joe, as on his Crusaders tune, played keyboards, but also piano, with additional keyboards and keyboard programming by Ricky Peterson and Jason Miles. Michael Landau made his third appearance of the hour, twice with Joe Sample, on electric guitar, Marcus Miller on bass, Omar Hakim on drums, percussion a second time by Lenny Castro, both with Joe, and on horns, Jerry Hay on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Larry Williams, still another returnee from AC, Alternating Currents by Joe's Crusaders, this time on saxophones. That brings us to George Howard on soprano sax with Partly Cloudy.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was George Howard with Partly Cloudy, in the same vein as Winds of Barcelona. Partly Cloudy and Windy in Barcelona. From Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? Yes, in 1992. George wrote Partly Cloudy with Darren Johnson. George was on soprano sax, Darren on keyboards, synth bass, and keyboard programming. Mark Ellis Stevens and Vance Taylor backed up Darren on keyboards with Rayford Griffin on drums and percussion by Luis Conte. Guitarist John Schofield leads off the last segment of this second anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. Next.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Leading off the last segment of this special show, John Schofield with Still Warm.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
We're in the home stretch of the Ripping Good Instrumental Invasion two-year anniversary show. That was David Benoit with Beach Trails from This Side Up in 1985, written by David on piano and keyboards, with Mike Lang on additional keyboards. Grant Geisman, heard last hour with Chuck Mangione on only electric guitar, Bob Feldman on bass, Tony Morales on drums, percussion by Del Blake, and the L.A. Modern String Orchestra, conducted not by David, but Kenneth Bonebreak. Before that, John Schofield on electric guitar with his composition, Still Warm, the title track to his 1986 release. Backing up John were Don Grolnick on keyboards, Daryl Jones, no relation to Randy, Elvin, or Quincy, on bass, and Omar Hakim, heard this hour with Joe Sample, on drums. Finally tonight, speaking of a ripping good time, the Rippingtons, with the first track on their 1993 album Live in L.A., recorded live in September 1992. Indian Summer is the song from Live in L.A., which bandleader Russ Freeman wrote earlier in 92 for Weekend in Monaco. Here, he plays electric guitar and guitar synth. Mark Portman is on keyboards, Jeff Koshua on alto sax and iwi, electronic wind instrument, Kim Stone on bass, Tony Morales again on drums, and percussion by Steve Reed. Thank you very much for listening to the second anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Indian Summer by the Rippingtons sets the stage for our third year. Till next week, so long.